Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquettes of reciting the glorious Quran. Sit in a clean place. The best place is the masjid. Sit in a clean place. The best place is the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says وأما من خاف مقام ربه, as for the one who fears standing in front of his Rabb, standing before his Rabb, ونهى النفس عن الهوى, and he prohibits his nafs, he stops his nafs from its desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Jannah is his abode. Jannah is his everlasting abode. Now, to understand this verse, or these verses, the first thing we need to understand is that within each person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something called a nafs, sometimes translated as the carnal self or the base desires. But the translation doesn't really do justice. And this nafs, which is within a person, it desires enjoyment, relaxation, pleasure. That's what it is. And this entity, you can call it within every person, it desires enjoyment, relaxation, pleasure. Whether that enjoyment, relaxation, pleasure comes through something permissible, some nice food, sitting and having a permissible conversation with friends, or whether it's come through something impermissible, misusing the eyes, listen to music. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this within every person. And this nafs, which desires enjoyment, relaxation, shaitan and this nafs team up to misguide a person. Now the key to being successful in deen, to enter in Jannah, is that this nafs, you need to make sure it stays within the boundaries. That those pleasures and that relaxation and that enjoyment which Allah Ta'ala has made permissible, you allow it to have that. And wherever a form of relaxation, a form of enjoyment, a form of pleasure comes, which Allah Ta'ala has forbidden, the time for Fajr Salah comes, now Allah Ta'ala says the relaxation of sleeping is forbidden. There, you force the nafs to stay away from that. This teaching the nafs boundaries and training it to stay within the boundary is the key to entering Jannah. And this is this is what is called purifying the nafs. And the mashayikh call this, in light of the word that the Quran uses, tazkiyah. And this process is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ash-Shams, He takes oath 11 times. He takes oath 11 times of different things, of the sun, of the moon, of the earth. Nowhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes to emphasize something in the Quran, He takes an oath. But other places in the Quran, sometimes He takes one oath, sometimes two, sometimes three, sometimes four, sometimes five, sometimes six. But nowhere in the Quran does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take this many oaths before mentioning something. Only in this one place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath 11 times. And after taking oath 11 times, He says that the one who has purified this nafs, that means he's trained it to stay within the boundaries, he is successful. And the one who hasn't, made it dirty, that means he doesn't give it boundaries. And this nafs, its nature is that it desires enjoyment, relaxation. If you don't force it to stay within boundaries, it will do what it feels like. And it will take you further and further away. So Allah Ta'ala then says, and the one who keeps it filthy, he's unsuccessful. So this is the key to entering Jannah. And this verse mentions it in other words. The verse which I mentioned here, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. The one who stops the nafs from fulfilling the impermissible desires, الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Jannah is his abode. So the key is this, training the nafs, controlling it, keeping it without boundary. Now this is no easy task. And the Quran, the hadith are littered with methods, examples, guidelines to help us. And the best way to control this nafs, and the most complete way, is that a person finds someone who is an expert in light of the Quran hadith, a sheikh, a spiritual mentor, and he will guide a person. He will teach a person how to recognize where his nafs is trying to trick him. He will teach a person how to respond. He will, if the person struggles to control the nafs somewhere, then he will give him a technique. It's a whole field in itself. So that is really what every person should aspire to find someone, a sheikh, a spiritual mentor, an expert. But to get you started, this verse teaches you a very effective step. Because in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before mentioning controlling of the nafs, he says, خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. The one who fears standing in front of his Rabb. That this, if a person keeps thinking this as often as possible, that I will have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. That means I will be questioned by Allah Ta'ala. Why did you do this? Why didn't you do this? I commanded you to do this. Why didn't you do it? I commanded you to perform salah. Why didn't you perform it? The masjid was near your house. Why didn't you go? I gave you these eyes, why did you misuse them? I gave you this blessing, why did you misuse it? How did you use this? I gave you wealth, how did you use it? Did you earn wealth in the correct manner? He keeps thinking about this, that this time will come and I will have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. I will be questioned. My actions will be weighed in front of me. Good on one side, evil on the other side. Whenever he does something wrong, when a person does something wrong, he's overcome by his desires, by his nafs. But when he comes, when he regains his senses and he thinks to himself that this action will be placed in front of me in the scales. If a person carries out this thought process regularly, ideally do it every day. Do it at the end of every day or at the beginning of every day. But if not, do it every week. This thought process, he creates this fear of standing in front of his Rabb. Then this is an extremely effective step in him being able to control his nafs of his desires. That is why in this verse Allah Ta'ala said, as for the one who fears standing in front of his Rabb. And as a result, what will he do? He will be able to control his desires. In fact, this step is so effective that if a person, in light of doing this, if a person does this, he will definitely try to control his desires. And where he struggles, he will find the means. So if if to help him in controlling his desires, he needs pious company, he will find it. If to help him, he needs guidance, he will find it. So he fears standing in front of his Rabb. As a result, he will control his desires sooner or later. The process will start, the stronger the fear, the quicker the process. And if he carries on with this, then when he passes away, then inshallah, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ هِيَ الْمَوَى Jannah is his abode. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep firstly myself and therefore all of us the topic to practice upon this simple but extremely effective step. Ameen wa khidda wa alhamdulillah.